Hi everyone, welcome back. Oh my god, I feel like it's been forever since I have recorded, and I feel like that's mainly because last episode I recorded was right before Thanksgiving break, and then we came back and it was finals. So yeah, all in all, I'm very happy to be back. If you guys don't know who I am, my name is Maria. I am a podcaster here at Slugcast, school's official podcast. If you guys haven't already, please go ahead and make sure you check out this last week's episode, and of course all the other episodes that are available on our page. Now, as you guys can tell by the title, this isn't a episode for your guide to getting involved, a series that I do here. This episode is more of a reflection on just how last quarter went, on how this new quarter, winter quarter, it's going to go for the podcast in terms of my own personal goals as a podcaster here. So I'm very excited to be talking with you guys again and just expressing what I have to say. I'm very blessed and very thankful to have this platform. And so, yeah, I'm very excited to be here again. And yeah, hope you guys enjoy this episode of Slugcast. And yeah, let's get into this episode. I'm back. So, like I mentioned, it's been forever since we last talked, but here's how my life went. Posted that second episode of Your Guide to Getting Involved, which was actually the first interview that we did with Hermanos de UCSC. And if you guys haven't listened to that episode already, make sure to go check it out on Spotify and all other platforms that this podcast is available on. It was so informative, very fun. And then over the break, I actually got a chance to interview someone from, spoiler, Cloud9. So yes, our next guest on the Your Guide to Getting Involved series will be a person from, a representative, should I say, from Cloud9 Acapella, which if you guys don't know, and I'll get into it just a little bit because we will have a whole episode on it. Cloud9 Acapella is a acapella group that is here on campus. So if you're wanting to get into that, I would say go ahead and listen to that episode when it comes out. But yeah, let me not get ahead of myself. So last quarter was my very first time being a podcaster for Slugcast. I was experimenting with a lot of different episodes. I was trying to see what I wanted to put out there and if I wanted to put a series out there at all. I touched on that a little when I introduced Your Guide to Getting Involved, but essentially a lot of stuff has happened over the break. I am really excited to announce that I interviewed more people for Your Guide to Getting Involved series, and you guys have left a bunch of recommendations for clubs and different organizations that you want to see, which I am so, so excited for. I also, however, was thinking about implementing in a different way, probably in the middle of the quarter, just a reflection, seeing how we're doing, seeing how everything's going, seeing how the general student body is doing, and I think that will be really fun too, and I was thinking about having that in an interview perspective as well, just because I love talking with people. I feel like it's just such a raw feeling that it really hits, and I love to have that be shown on a platform like this, because it's so genuine. And so I think for that is where I was sort of thinking of introducing a mid-quarter check-in with just different students, how they're feeling, different thoughts and stuff like that. And yeah, Your Guide to Getting Involved, going back to that, was really fun and really exciting for me because it was pushing me out of my limit. And I only say that because, like I mentioned before, this is something that I'm doing for the first time. As a kid, I've had a tendency to just, you know, talk to myself, record myself, and pretend like I'm a YouTuber or something. And so actually having this platform to do so is such a blessing in itself, and I'm very, very grateful. And so with Your Guide to Getting Involved, there was a lot of good feedback on the Hermanos episode, which I am so, so thankful for. They are such an amazing organization, and if you guys, again, haven't listened to that episode, I would suggest going to go check that out. They are a great organization, and they have some very strong-rooted beliefs that I think resonate with a lot of student body here. That's going besides the point. Like I mentioned, I have interviewed Cloud9 Acapella. I've interviewed some other organizations and clubs that I will not disclose because, hello, there needs to be some element of surprise here. But I recorded that, and over the break, I was just really stumped, if I will say, because I just wanted to get a sense of feeling of, like, what's next. I don't know how long the Your Guide to Getting Involved will go for. I mean, hopefully it'll go on for as long as I want because there's so many new clubs and there's so many different things out there at this school that I feel like students might not really get a chance to hear of right away, and so it takes them a while, and there's this thought of like, oh gosh, I wish I'd joined that sooner. But, you know, I'll leave it, and I'll see how that turns out. I really don't want to rush anything for this podcast. You know, whatever comes, and I really want that to be shown in these episodes. I'm very big on having these episodes be very heartfelt, very genuine. I want the students to be heard, and so that is sort of my next goal of how I can make students feel heard and understood, and just touching on some more like recent topics throughout the school, whatever that may be. And so yeah, I feel like I have blabbed so much, but that's besides the fact. Another thing that I wanted to touch up on, my interview with a good friend of mine, Emmett Moore, who talked about why he decided to change his major. There was a lot of good feedback on that one as well. And so I just wanted to reach out to you guys and let you guys know if you guys have any similar experiences like that, where maybe it's not changing your major, or like maybe something like why I decided to move like across the country to go to this school. You know, if you guys have similar feelings like that you guys wanted to disclose on this podcast, I would love to be a part of that. Again, it's all about making students feel heard and seen. So yeah, if you guys have any experiences like that you want to come on and share on the podcast, we do have a Google form that is in our Instagram. So yeah, or you guys can just shoot us a message on our Instagram at UCSC Slugcast. So yeah, I think that's all I wanted to talk to you about today. But again, I'm so very grateful and very lucky to be on this platform. I think last quarter went really well. It was going in a very good pace, very good trajectory. And I can't wait to see what this quarter has.